The Hoopa Tribal Police continued their search for a missing teenager who was last seen just before 4 p.m. Monday afternoon. The teen was reportedly swept under the Trinity River near the Tish Tang campground while attempting to rescue another teenager. For more details, we spoke with Hoopa Tribe's police chief, Rolando Ramos.
Yesterday, approximately 3:30 in the afternoon, a group of two couples from Fortuna came to the Tish Tang campground. One of the young individuals jumped in the river, not knowing the temperature, not knowing how strong the currents were. Jumped in the river and she pulled down into the currents. Two of her companions jumped in the water and trying to rescue her. And they were also pulled into the riptide. The first individual and one of the second individuals were able to relax and were shot out of the water. The riptide and came out further downriver, where they were able to get to the sides of the river. The third individual was seen to come up out of water, but then was pulled back down and hasn't been seen since. The two first individuals were rescued within 15, 20 minutes. A passing fisherman was waked down by responding officers or first responding officers, which were the county sheriff's office, Humboldt County Sheriff's. They waved down a passing fisherman who recovered the two individuals that had come up out of the water.
Hoopa Police and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have deployed their boats and received air support from the CHP and Coast Guard in search for the missing teenager. According to Chief Ramos, when family members arrived on scene, another incident occurred.
Approximately 7:30, we had family come. One of the family members jumped in the water, got caught in the riptide as well. But we were able to rescue him. That was around 7:30 last night, and he ended up in the hospital.
In total, three rescues were successfully conducted, but one teenager remains missing. The search is believed to have now turned into a recovery effort.
Of the original four, three went in the water, one stayed out. Then later in the evening, family members came. One of the family members ended up trying to possibly reach the point where the individual was last seen, but he got pulled into the riptide as well.
Yesterday's search was concluded due to darkness.
And we resumed this morning, approximately 7 o'clock. We had two of my boats, which were Humboldt Valley Tribal Police boats, and Humboldt County Sheriff's Office had two of theirs, again with support from Coast Guard and CHP, and just recently, Yuba County Sheriff's Office arrived, and they have a boat with some sonar equipment. We're hoping that that'll help.
Last week, the National Weather Service in Eureka issued an alert reminding the public that rivers are very cold and swift at this time of year. Cold water and swift currents can overpower any swimmer, and hazards like submerged trees can trap people under the surface.
Right now, the temperature of the water is in the 40s, and that's with the sun beaming down on it. It's colder as the evening progresses, and the riptide right now, this time of season, it's cleaning out the water, and we also had a release from the dam that's also pushing additional levels of water through the river. It's a very dangerous situation. Our local fishermen aren't even fishing at this point because of how strong the currents are. So we strongly advise the public to stay away from swimming or attempting to enter the water at any point.
Chief Ramos stated that rescue and recovery crews will remain active through this evening and tomorrow.
We may do one more day, seeing, you know, what types of resources we can pull in, additional resources, but this may go one more day. If you are on near the river and you see anything that may resemble an individual floating or stuck anywhere, please call us.
The names of the victims have not been released at this time. Any community member who may locate the missing individual in the Tishtang area of the Trinity River in the Hoopa Valley are asked to call the Hoopa Tribal Police at 530-625-4202.